This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, we're really glad to have you with us. Welcome to Saturday night. We've got Richard Stratton, former drug dealer, going to be on the show tonight talking about Gotti's. And Georgie Borman in the ladies' lounge. Should be a lot of fun. Welcome aboard. It's Saturday night. It's rock and roll radio. Well, not really. We don't play any rock and roll here. In fact, we play all, like, 1920s music, except for the theme, of course. Anyway, welcome, Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. 888-340-3373. How about that Justify, huh? Only 13 times in the history of horse racing has one horse won the three big ones. And today, Justify did that at the Belmont, which my friend Eric Metaxas was at, interestingly enough. I didn't know my friend Eric Metaxas had a gambling problem. We're working on getting him help for that. So he and his lovely bride were there taking pictures. She had her fascinator on. So, and I'm glad she did, because it's very important to have your fascinator. You don't know what a fascinator is? It's one of those funny hats where they got the bird on the side that... It's fascinating. That's why it's a fascinator. Anyway. And then there was this other thing that went on in England today. Did you know what the trooping of the color is? Yeah, see, I didn't either. But my bride and all of her snobby friends that are Anglophiles, they all know. So today they trooped the color, or they were the trooping of the color, or the trooping of the color did occur. Something along those lines. I don't know. Had something to do with troops and colors. But I do know that on the deck of Buckingham Palace, they had all the deck. Can I call it the deck? It's like the balcony or something. It's like, it's really sacred and whatever to them. To us, it's like, yeah, whatever. But they were all like Prince William, Prince Harry, Prince Charles. They were all decked out in their colorful uniforms, which you now know why they lost the American Revolution, right? Because they were wearing those bright yet bright red uniforms, and we found them easy to shoot. Man, my friends in England are not going to be happy with me after tonight. Anyway, welcome. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. We're glad you're with us. So I got into this really interesting conversation yesterday. Well, the Talkers Convention was here, and Michael Harrison and gang were all in town. They were congratulating the talk radio industry on another great year. My boss, Phil Boyce, gave this incredible presentation, and the Daily Beast reported on it today, but he gave this incredible presentation about what a gift to talk radio Donald Trump has been, because whether you love him or hate him, there's just nothing else to talk about that's more fascinators, than President Trump. And the fact that he is connected to almost every story that you can think of. Look, you go into your local diner, you can't hear someone sitting there having lunch without talking about Donald Trump. Britt Hume said it well on Tucker Carlson this week. He said, this man is living rent-free in more brains than anybody could ever have imagined. And that's really true when it comes to our enemies. Oh, my gosh, Kim Jong-un. He says he wets himself every night. Please, I just want to live. The mullahs in Iran, I think, are starting to get that picture, too. And the G7 people. Oh, my goodness. Nick, I don't know if I got it to you in time, but I sent you a picture pretty close to the end of the before we got here. There it is. Okay, so for those of you watching by way of radio, I got to describe this to you. At first, I thought this was a Photoshop picture. It's actually a picture that's been released by the office of Angela Merkel. Angela is a center of the picture. She is leaning in on a table, both palms flat against the table. And she is looking down. And she's surrounded by Prime Minister Abe from Japan and Prime Minister Gerdy Trudeau from Canada and Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron from France. And I don't know who all else is. I think Theresa May's in that picture. But Angela Merkel is looking at Donald Trump as though he has just committed some sort of whatever. And it's just the best pose back, because Trump is the only one in the picture that's seated. Behind him, you've got John Bolton, you've got Prime Minister Abe, you've got all these other guys standing around, and Trump's just sitting there. And Angela is leaning in, and Trump is just looking at her like, okay. And it's I thought it was Photoshop, because I thought this has to be like from a sitcom from the 50s or something, because it just looked, the colors and everything looked like that. But it was released by the office of Angela Merkel. And I said on Twitter this evening, I don't think if I was someone who worked in Angela Merkel's office, I would not be putting that out there. Now, since that time, I asked a couple of people, who do you think looks more like the boss in that picture? Nick, put it up one more time for the Biz TV viewers. And for those of you watching on Facebook. If we ever get Facebook running, for some reason, my Ustream is having a really tough time. But for those of you on Biz TV, who do you think looks more like the boss here? Angela Merkel leaning in, or Donald Trump sitting there like, huh? What? I don't know. What are you saying? Huh? What? Seems to me like Trump looks more boss in that picture. But that's just, I don't know. It's just me. It's just the way it strikes me. I could be wrong. I'd be willing to say so. 888-340-3373. If you haven't seen it, you can go over to my social media and see the picture. But I think she just looks, I don't know, nervous. And you know what had happened at the G7 this weekend? He basically said, if you don't like the tariffs that we've threatened to put on you, make our trade deals fair. And if you don't make our trade deals fair, then we're going to tariff you. And if you don't like being tariffed because you want access to our normal markets in the United States, then just make the trade deals fair. China got the picture, and they're our enemy. China figured it out. They're like, oh, no. We want American markets. Okay, so just make your trade deals fair. Then it'll all work out. It's not that hard. This is not rocket science. Anyway, let's go to the big board. We got an interesting show for you tonight because in this first hour, in the next segment, Richard Stratton is a man who did a series of years in the joint. He's currently writing a 3-book trilogy on what it was to deal drugs and to be involved in the drug trade. He went to prison. He's since been out, and he has produced a series of miniseries that's airing on A&E this weekend about the life of John Gotti Sr. and John Gotti Jr. and what happened when John Gotti Jr., the mob boss's son, wanted out of the mob. You don't get to leave the mob, they say. Well, Richard Stratton made this documentary. He will join us in our next segment. And then in the second hour tonight, Georgie Borman will be back with us. She's from The Federalist. She was the first one, by the way, that I remember having someone write about the immigration separation issue. You know that issue that that they're all trying to beat up on the president for now, saying that he's separating families because sometimes kids get separated from the illegal immigrant parents that come in. It's based on a strict set of rules. Well, she reported on it first and said we should be doing a better job. But then after all the rest of the media went like bonkers on it, she had to write another piece saying, well, wait a second, you guys are way overstating the case. That's not what I said. And now she's dealing with that. And there's a couple of other things she's written about. And Georgie's just funny, and she's fun to have around. So she's with us tonight in the ladies' lounge, and we're looking forward to having her back tonight as well. So we got all that straight ahead. And, of course, your phone calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. So yesterday, Talkers was in New York, and I ditched I was there for all the really important ones, and then, like, they got into some of the stuff towards the end of the show, the end of the day, and I was like, okay, I just want to chill. So found a buddy of mine, and we went, and we were just killing some time because the lovely bride was coming into Manhattan. We were going to have a date night last night. And so in the meantime, my friend Jim and I got into this really intense conversation, this long, intense conversation about Donald Trump and the elections of 2018, and what's going to happen in 2020. And Jim's favorite thing to ever ask me is, who do you think the Democrats are going to run in 2020, and do they have a chance of winning? And so last night, he did, of course, ask me that, not to disappoint me. And we got onto a number of other issues. And as we did, I just had this real sense of clarity. Now, back in 2006, I wrote a piece for townhall.com in which I said in 2006, this is 2 years before the election occurred, I said Barack Obama is going to be the next president of the United States. People thought I was nuts. Rush Limbaugh read the column on his show the next day. He kind of thought I was nuts. Everybody kind of thought I was nuts. I had these five distinct impressions as to why it would be, and I have five distinct impressions as to why Trump will get reelected overwhelmingly. And I told my friend yesterday he's going to win 40 states, and he's going to have the highest percentage of African-American vote in the history of the modern era of Republican candidates. I don't know if people will believe me or not, but that column comes out at midnight tonight, and I dare you to at least dispute the theory. Like, you can say that I'm completely out to lunch on the results, but I think I make a pretty strong argument on what the five conditions are. And it'd be interesting to see if I hit it right again, because the last time I got a book deal out of the whole thing. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we're live in New York. We are thrilled you're with us. 888-340-3373. Coming right back with Richard Stratton.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some.
So glad you're with us. Welcome. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us, joining us each Saturday night here in the Big Apple. And I'm excited to introduce my next guest because he is a very colorful character. And for some reason, I keep running into colorful characters, and I'm glad to, because they have sometimes the most interesting history and stories to tell of anybody out there. But we'll get to that in just a second. First, I want to tell you that we are week number two of a four-week hopeful filling of a bus to get kids to summer camp that otherwise would not get to go there. And I think that this is especially timely opportunity, given that we're going to talk to Richard Stratton next. Richard was a convicted felon. Drug trafficking was what he did. He has written, produced, directed, rather, this documentary about John Gotti Jr. and Sr., obviously a life of crime that they were both involved in. And he has a real heart for, people that are trying to get their lives turned around. And so this opportunity that we're involved with Project Angel Tree and their summer camp program, basically the way it works is these kids are all sons and daughters of convicted felons. Their parents are in prison. Through no fault of any of the kids doing, they find themselves missing out on things like holidays and Christmases and all kinds of things. And Project Angel Tree is an extension of Prison Fellowship. That was the group started by Chuck Colson. And what they basically do is they show up in these kids' lives and they say, hey, someone cares about you. Hey, you're not forgotten about. And so for the summer this year, we're trying to send 24 kids to summer camp where they can interact with counselors who will care about them, love them, talk about God with them, give them an opportunity to experience something that many of them never have, which is the outdoors, which is the camp life. And so there's this real kind of genuine opportunity that we have tonight to make a big difference. So the number that's going to be put on your screen here by Nick, if you're watching online or on Biz TV, 855-240-7721 is the number, 855-240-7721. Two of our 23 kids have been paid for. It's $200 to send the child to camp for a week. That includes everything, includes their transportation and their meals and everything that they have while they're there. But we have 21 seats to fill up on the bus yet. And so I'm going to ask you, would you call the number, 855-240-7721, 855-240-7721. It's amazing to see how these kids turn out. One kid that I'm aware of, a number of years ago, got to go to Angel Tree Camp. His dad got taken away to jail the morning he made his high school basketball team and was not there to see any of his games. His name is Zeke Harris. And he went to summer camp and was able to not only realize that kids that were there were in the same boat as him, but that he wasn't alone. He gave his life to God. He is now a youth pastor working with troubled children and regularly involved in the Angel Tree Camp, giving back to kids that are facing the same situation. So it really changes lives. It really turns what could be a very negative summer experience for some of these kids into a life-changing, unforgettable memory that they will never be able to remain the same afterwards. So call that number on the screen, 855-240-7721, 855-240-7721. They've got all the typical camp activities, the swimming and the laking and the fishing and the hiking and all the other stuff, but they've got great, great personnel loving on these kids, showing them what God means to them. 855-240-7721. All right, so I want to introduce my next guest. I have the chance to meet some really strange characters. Pastor Demos Salaberrios here in New York was the number one drug-running drug agent on the East Coast for a while. God got a hold of his life, changed him completely. Mike Lindell had to have an intervention by his dealers in order to stop doing crack cocaine. But Richard, when we talk about your life, running into unique characters is not something that's all that unusual for you. Welcome. Good to have you at the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. I've met Pastor Demos myself. What an incredible guy he is. What a story he's got.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys could trade stories all night, to be honest with you. Your most recent book is Kingpin, Prisoner of the War on Drugs, and it's the second of a trilogy that you're doing. The first one in that series was Smuggler's Blues, a true story of the hippie mafia, and then the third is going to be out next year sometime. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about a project that's going to be airing on A&E this weekend, in which you were the director. Tell me about Gotti, Godfather and Son.
Well, Gotti, Godfather and Son is just that. It's a father-son story about John Gotti Sr. and his firstborn son, John Jr., his namesake, who became the acting boss of the Gambino crime family when his father was locked up. But what makes this story different, and the only reason I was interested in telling the story, is because John Jr. made a decision at a certain point after he was locked up in prison, did 7 or 8 years on a case that he pled guilty to. He decided that he didn't want any more to be involved in the life of organized crime. He decided that he wanted to quit. And he had gone to his father and asked his father's permission to quit the mob, which to me was pretty remarkable. I mean, for one thing, as we know, no one's supposed to be able to quit the mob. You either go out in a wooden box or you go out as an informant working for the FBI. But John made this decision and then took it upon himself to go visit his father, who was dying of throat cancer at the Springfield, Missouri Medical Facility, and ask his father's permission to do just that. And Senior responds as only you can imagine he did. Where's your dignity? Where's your manhood? He lights into his son, you know, basically saying, how could you do this? How could you repudiate everything that I stood for and that I'm here in prison dying for and walk away from this life? But Junior basically says to him, because, Dad, it's more important to me to be a good father to my children and a good husband to my wife than it is to be involved with this life that you so cherished and died for. And the great thing about it is, and there's a 90-minute tape of this visit, this last visit between father and son, that I was able to get my hands on while Junior was going to court. There's a moment about three-quarters of the way through where the father changes. At first, he's so who he is. You know, he says, if they accuse me of robbing a church and I had the steeple sticking out of my butt, I'm going to deny it. That's just who I am, John. I raised the black flag, you know, and so forth and so on. But then he changes and he becomes actually a father. Not the godfather anymore, but a father.
And that's the basis for the entire four-hour, two-part special, Gotti, Godfather, and Son. In fact, we've got a sample of it. Alex, fire this off for us, right? Here's a sample of Gotti, Godfather, and Son.
My father was very easy to idolize, and it's almost impossible to measure up to a John Gotti, which is too much for me. This wasn't a regular father. This was the godfather. You don't leave the mob. It doesn't happen. I have to either follow my father to the end, or I've got to protect my family the best way I can. I was granted a visit to go see my father.
That is a
situation. Father is at turns chastising him, correcting him. No matter what they say, I'm my own man, and I want to move on with my life.
All right, just the sound of the what you're going to find at A&E this weekend, and Richard Stratton, the director of Gotti, Godfather.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump is warning nations not to retaliate against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president told world leaders at the G7 meeting in Quebec that historically, trade deals did not favor the U.S.
Because of the fact that the United States leaders of the past didn't do a good job on trade, and again, I'm not blaming countries, I'm blaming our people that represented our past. Going to change. It's going to change. I mean, it's not a question of I hope it changes. It's going to change 100%.
President Trump is now preparing for his meeting in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He says he believes the meeting will go very well and that Kim Jong-un will do the right thing for his people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thank you for joining us on great radio stations coast to coast and Biz TV, of course, across the country as well. It was fun to get together with all my talkers, comrades, the talk radio industry in town in New York this week. And for those of you that came and we broke bread and shared the experiences from this year together, thank you for being here. One of the things I did following the event was get together with a buddy of mine, and we were talking about the effect that Trump is having on the world around us. And it struck me, 888-340-3373, that there are still a lot of people struggling with something that I don't know if they even realize what it is. He had another buddy of his stop by. These guys are both millennials. I'm obviously not. And the ideas were flying fast and furiously. Now today, there's all these headlines coming out of Canada because that's where the G7, summit was held, which is the industrialized seven nations, that, you know, get together and they talk about trade and they talk about national security issues and they talk about all kinds of different things. But the president made news this afternoon when he, tweeted something. I know. We've never heard that happen before. But Donald Trump this afternoon said, based on Justin, meaning Trudeau's, the Prime Minister of Canada's, false statements at his news conference and the fact that Canada is charging massive tariffs to our U.S. farmers, workers, and companies, he says, I've instructed our U.S. reps not to endorse the communique as we look at tariffs on automobiles flooding the U.S. markets. Now, what's interesting about this is that this comes back to the issue of the tariffs that the president announced many months ago. I think it was at the end of February, maybe, the beginning of March, something like that. And what he said was, if you're not going to play fair with us, then what we're going to do is we're going to impose tariffs on the goods that you import here. And what immediately the chattering class in Washington, D.C. and New York City started doing was going, oh, my goodness, what is he going to do? He's going to wreck the world. The trading markets are not going to work. And they started talking about how 30 years ago tariffs were tried and they've never worked ever in the past. And so and almost everybody ignored this little thing that he said when he made the announcement, and that is that nobody has to pay the tariffs. I'm going to institute these tariffs, but nobody has to pay them. And in fact, we prefer you not to pay them. And how you avoid paying them is you simply make your trade deals with us fair. Now, we didn't know at the time how unfair some of them were. For instance, we didn't know that when we export a car into China, that they charge us 25% of the price as a tariff for that car. You know, we charge China for their imports to our markets 2% of the cost of the vehicle. So 25% to them, 2%. Yes, by the way, guess who gets more stuff into whose market? The one that's cheaper. So the president, and he's, as a businessman, he has seen this, right? Because his hotels are overseas. He knows what it costs to bring goods and services in. He's had to pay them as a businessman. So he was aware of this problem long before becoming president. And I think one of the things he talked about during the campaign that was rather effective was he kept saying, you know what? That's not right. And when I'm president, we're gonna change that. So back in February, March, whenever it was, he said, okay, we're going to put these tariffs in place and we're going to charge prices on things that people import to our markets. But if you'd like to not have to pay the tariff, guess what? Make your trade deal with us fair and we'll go from there. So immediately he exempted Canada and Mexico and the European Union. He didn't exempt China at first with the steel and the aluminum tariffs. And China, oh, well, now we're going to do this and we're going to put even higher tariffs on things that you send to China. He said, okay. And that didn't work. And so about 2 weeks later, they came back to Donald Trump hat in hand. Okay, we're sorry. Please now we will make our trade fair. And guess what they did? They dropped the price of their tariff on our goods. No more 25%. Now it's down to like 4 or 5%. It's not exactly fair still, but it's much lower than it was. Now, China is kind of like an enemy, right? They're kind of a hostile power. They don't really want us to do well, and they figured it out. 888-340-3373. I want to take your call. Why aren't our allies figuring this out? Why are the G7 all ticked and not willing to even out the trade deals? I'm tired of our American people blaming our president for simply standing up and fighting for us, which is all he's doing. All he's doing is saying, you can't screw America over anymore. 888-340-3373. Want to know your thought on this. 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, happy to have you here. 888-340-3373 is my number, 888-340-3373. And would be interested in your comments. The topic I laid out is very simple. The president has blustered a lot. People think he's doing too much. In fact, I was going to tell you, so I'm telling all of that story to my friend Jim, you know, why I, you know, the tariffs are... They're not really intended to be tariffs. They're intended to be negotiation tools, right? So he's saying to them, you don't have to pay this extra amount of money. In fact, we would prefer you not to. Just make your trade deals fair with us. So so my buddy Jim texts me this afternoon, and he says, so what do you think? about pulling out of the G7, because there was some discussion that he might. He said, I would like to have seen a little more effort from Trump to figure out how to get back on track. He says, I don't know if the hardline stance is going to work with the G7 like it did with North Korea. And by the way, it's exactly what brought North Korea to the table. He said, this is what we're going to do. We're not moving. So deal with it. I said, well, at least the guy's got guts. He goes, the guys from the TV movie Jackass have guts, too. He said, it doesn't make them smart. I said, I get that. But he said, what's the deal? I said, well, here's part of the problem. Neither Obama nor Bush, prior to Trump, would sit down and say to them, we're going to protect America's interests first. We've got workers, markets, companies, people that are putting their heart and soul into these things, and they have the right to be able to sell their stuff in your market as inexpensively as your stuff is allowed to be sold here. It's not right to charge 25-30% on anything we send you just because we're sending it to you. If we're gonna let you sell our stuff in our country, you should be letting us sell our stuff in your country. So I said, you know, what the problem with the G7 is, all these world leaders, that they just can't believe that Trump doesn't care. Nick, put that picture back up today of Angela Merkel. This is so embodies the situation. She is just expressing, I can't believe you will not move from your position. And Trump says, huh? Look, I'm just advocating for my people. So I say to my friend Jim, I said, we're the largest free market on earth, for one. We've also got the strongest defense force. So every time one of those countries, they get attacked by terrorists, or they have this little whiny problem or another with one of their neighbors, who do they turn to? Where do they go? When there's a terror attack carried out in their country, who do they ask for help? And when there are natural disasters in some of these places, Prime Minister Abe from Japan, when your nuclear reactor melted down, who was it flying rescue missions in on top of your buildings in the radiated areas? It was my brother-in-law on F-18s off of aircraft carriers that were doing reconnaissance, finding where people were. And it was Navy helicopters going in and getting them off buildings. It wasn't China. It wasn't South Korea. It wasn't France. So if we are going to pay the price to be kind of the ultimate shoulder to cry on in the world, I said, I kind of think it's up to us to say, hey, this is a valuable relationship. And right now it's not a relationship because you get everything and we get nothing. So my buddy says, hey, can I answer? And I said, yeah. He goes, well, I don't really see a time when tariffs have actually worked. And he goes into this 30-year thing. He says, I used to think that this is going to undo the trade deals that keep the global economy together. And my friend Jim and everybody else that's worried about it along those lines, let me just rest your minds tonight. President Trump's not trying to bring the economy of the world to a halt. That wouldn't be good for America. What he's drawing the line in the sand on is to say, this is what you have done with us in the past, and no more. No more. He said he doesn't look very sympathetic. He's not very delicate. I said, I know that. I said, the real thing about Mr. Trump is he wasn't elected to be delicate. He's not a flower. He's a bulldozer. He's a disruptor. He goes in and he sees something that's going wrong, and he goes, well, wait a minute. That's not working. And they go, no, it's working fine. He goes, no, I see that it's not working. No, just leave it in place. No, I'm not leaving it in place. And he breaks it. Now, this is how, by the way, he's wooed Kim Jong-un back to the table three different times. He's gotten this guy that no president before him was able to even penetrate the mind of. Like, nobody was really able to do anything with him. And this coming week, he's probably going to sit down and give up his nukes. He's probably going to sit down and say, okay, we're done with this. We want to be a good member of the global community. Please don't let my people assassinate me, especially since I carried out so many assassinations of them. Now, whatever the president does to go along with that, allow it, as long as the American people win, I think that's not a losing situation for us. if we can get nuclear weapons off the Korean Peninsula, if we can get the nuclear weapons out of the region, friends, that's a huge win. So he's gonna bulldoze his way through, and he's not because he wants an unfair advantage for America. And I don't want American liberals to pick up this mantra and run with it. He doesn't want to make America have the ability to cheat other nations. He simply wants the same two-way street with every deal we have. If we're investing 30% into a relationship, then you should invest 30%, not 2%. If we're giving 75% to a relationship, we want you to put in 75%. And maybe he'll allow a percentage or two here and there. But right now, the scales are so far apart. The trade imbalances are so big. The way it has literally worked over the American factory workers. We've ended pretty much any hope for production in our nation because of what this has done. Well, it's a new economy. And he couldn't be doing this if our economy was still where it was a couple of years ago, with 7% unemployment, jobs that were very scarce, et cetera, et cetera. We had to be able to fix our economy first, which we've done. And now he's able to come back and say, all right, we're going to even out this trade deal. So that's my thoughts on it. If you've got thoughts, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Yet to come on tonight's show, Georgie Borman's going to join us in the Ladies' Lounge in the second hour tonight. She is a writer for The Federalist, and she has written on some really important things in recent days. And you may remember that when she was with us, she talked about the immigration scandal at the time, young children being separated from parents. Why the liberals are missing the point now that they're on that issue. We'll talk about it with her. That's after the top of the hour. Kevin McCullough, 888-340-33.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
All right, glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. So glad to have you here. If you're joining us on Biz TV or on great radio stations coast to coast, I'm really excited about the opportunity that we have in the month of June to make a difference in the lives of some kids. You helped us in the month of May deliver 87 slaves from human slavery in northern Sudan. And just here at the beginning of the summer, later this summer, Angel Tree Camps will be going on in July and August, and kids will have the chance to find God, find people that care about them and will share with them a hope that they find in the message of the gospel. They will teach them some new skills like fishing and bow and arrows and paddle boating and canoeing and all kinds of stuff. They will be put to some degree of test with the adventures in the forests and different things. And the joy of all of that is that for most of these kids, this will be the only time that any of them have had a chance to experience this. I don't know if you went to camp when you were a kid, but when I was a teenager, there were two things I looked forward to in the whole year. Getting through the fall semester of school was Christmas vacation and Christmas holiday. I wanted Christmas. I loved Christmas. It would get me through but the springtime, the thing that drove me through that long, dreadful spring of school was knowing that if I did really well, I had a summer of summer camp coming up in the camp that I went to, I had the possibility of earning multiple weeks and you could stay longer depending on how well you did, et cetera. This is life changing for the kids that get involved, for the kids that get to experience it. And so when Prison Fellowship and Angel Tree asked Kevin, would you be interested in helping? I said, yeah, let's try to get at least one bus full. So there are 23 kids that they need to get on the bus. They need scholarships for these kids to be able to go. These children are all children of incarcerated inmates. Their parents have gone to prison for crimes that they committed, but these kids did nothing wrong. They've committed no crime except that they are simply the children of inmates. And so they desperately want to go. So far, two of our 23 children have been spoken for. So basically one row of the bus is full, but there are 21 kids that still have not been able to find a bus seat yet. And it's $200 one time or $50 times four, whatever you need to do. It will help a child get to Angel Tree Camp this summer. They will meet people that care about them. They will find out that they're not the only kids facing their circumstances. And most importantly, they will find out that God loves them and wants to change their life. 855-240-7721. Please call right now. 855-240-7721. We only have till the end of June to get all 23 kids sponsored and on the bus. And so we need your help. And I know that you can do it. You can make it happen. We just saw 87 slaves go free because of our efforts together. Let's do this in the month of June. It would make such a huge difference. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Hour number two of Radio Night Live is straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot still to come.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
687